Hello, hello, humans, earthlings. This is the Dre Murray Podcast. This is Dre Murray. This is where I share my thoughts, some of my experiences in an effort to help you to avoid some of the potholes, some of the roadkill, some of the deer or whatever I seen in the middle of the road along my journey. This is in an effort to help you avoid those things that I may have hit previously in my life and on my journey. Today is January the 1st, 2019. So happy new year to everybody. My voice is a little crazy. I've been a little under the weather. Sound like Barry White right now, but it's all good. Appreciate you guys for tuning in to listening to the podcast, everybody that tuned in 2018. Really appreciate that. I hope that something that was said was helpful, and I hope that the content that I bring in 2019 helps you even more. So brainstorming on new ways, new ideas, interviews. I have some of those in mind, and those will be coming up here in the recent near future. We'll have some interviews. There's some other content that I recorded in 2018 that I plan on releasing here in 2019. It's not just a traditional, episode where I get on and talk to you guys. But so I'm looking forward to that. Also, I dropped a new song today with KJ52 Poetics, who's a producer out of Nashville. He produced the song, mixed and mastered the song as well. That song is called Flex. You currently can find it, if you're looking for it today, January the 1st, you can find it on KJ52's website. We had a little issue with the distribution channel, and so it will be available on all streaming platforms within the next couple of days is what we're hearing. So but until then, you can stream it and purchase it on KJ52's on his website. I'll link to the song in the show notes, to where you can just click on that and go straight to it. So yeah. And today, I mentioned this a little bit on my Instagram live that I did today, and it's something that I wanted to speak to you guys about through this platform, was taking action in 2019. And with the song that we released today, is just kind of a full circle moment for me. I've done songs before with KJ 52, and I told a story on Instagram Live today of how I met KJ. And I started with the fact that the song that I did with KJ, this was back in 2004 is when it was released. I met KJ in 2003, but this song, it got picked up by America's Next Top Model we did that in 04. It was probably, 2008, 2009, somewhere around there. I wasn't aware of it because I didn't own the song. I owned a small part of the song. It was on a compilation for a record label distributed through Warner Brothers or through Word Records at the time, Beatmore Recordings. And so I didn't have a whole lot of say so in a lot of the things that were going on. But I did I got a notice from ASCAP about funds that I had, and that I hadn't paid taxes on certain funds. So I was notified that way, because I had moved from Houston. They were still sending checks to my Houston address, and they were being returned. And so I had accumulated some money and hadn't paid taxes on it. And so that's how I found out about the song. But I say all that to say, I met KJ in 2003 through his website. He would, basically allow people to submit music, as well as just, send letters to him through his website. Now, there wasn't any direct message or any way for me to directly contact him unless I went, by way of mail. And so in 2003, I sent him a project that I had called Project Ghetto. That was like my first official Christian hip hop release in 2003. You know, I'm straight out of Houston. You know, I'm in college in Oklahoma, and you know, God did this miraculous work in me, and I was still a little rough around the edges. And so this was, you know, my first offering, official. And excuse me, this is my first official offering. And so I sent it to him through mail with a long letter, you know, letting him know that I appreciate what he's doing, it's inspiring, etc., etc. He loses the letter, I believe, as the story goes, loses the CD because he was moving. Then he finds it when he moves into his new place. And you know, he emails me. He uses my email that I put on the letter and emails me and lets me know that he received it, that he loved it, and that he would be in OKC soon. He was having a CD signed, and he was releasing a new album, and he was in Mardell, which is a Christian bookstore, and he was gonna be signing, doing a CD signing, and you know, just a meet and greet type deal that Mardell used to do back in the day. And so my wife and I went in Oklahoma City. We met him, went out to eat. One of the first things he did was whip out his Apple computer and turn on Napoleon Dynamite. And I immediately what, your computer? Hold on, guys. My daughter wants her computer, and she's, yeah, go ahead and reach. You got it. What do you mean when I'm talking to everybody in the world? Oh, you gonna laugh at that? Okay. All right. Like I was saying, so he pulls out his laptop, his Mac, and he plays this scene from Napoleon Dynamite. It's like the strangest thing ever, right? This was my introduction to KJ52. And again, like I told you, and I said on Instagram Live, the name of my album was Project Ghetto. I'm straight from, you know, South Park, Houston, Texas. This was just different for me. It was a different type of thing. And you know, as time went on in the night, though, things, you know, I loosened up, and on top of that, it was my first time meeting him, and I was a fan of his anyway, just because he was doing something that I aspired to do. And so it wasn't that big of a deal. I make it seem like a big deal now, but it really wasn't. But yeah, time went on, and he introduced me to Todd Collins after that. Who owned Beat Mar Recordings. Now, Todd Collins started Goatee Records with Toby Mac back in the day. And, you know, they were called the Goatee Brothers. That's how they started Goatee Records. But he had a huge part in KJ's career on the production side. And so, you know, he worked heavily and, you know, basically produced all of his works up until, I think, maybe the fourth or fifth album or something like that. But he started this label called Beat Mart Recordings, distributed through Word Records, which was a subsidiary of Warner Brothers, yada, yada, yada. And so it was a big deal to be placed on this compilation. And KJ asked me, he sent me a song and asked me if I wanted to be a part of the project towards the end of the record. Actually, it was like one of the last songs they did. And so, he sent me the beat, and I did the song, and I really didn't care what the track sounded, you know, what it was. I was going to do it because I just felt like I needed to take this step, right? I needed to take action on this particular thing, this opportunity. I needed to accept it, and so I did. I jumped on it, me and my guy, Jerry Burkhart, I went to school with him. He allowed me to come in. He was in the music department. He allowed me to use the school studio and record. And, you know, we tracked the vocals for it. I had three verses. I wrote some of the hook, or I did some of the hook. And KJ was on the hook as well. You know, they replaced one of my verses with some random guy, which is another story for another day. But I wasn't tripping. Like, I'm on the project. And then they actually put our faces on the cover of the record. And I can remember being in San Antonio, Texas, with my sister-in-law and brother-in-law lived down there. I remember being in Walmart in San Antonio, Texas, and because they were distributed on the, you know, the mainstream side through Warner Brothers, the album was in Walmart, and I remember picking it up and seeing my face on the cover. I didn't know what it meant at that time, but it was like I was taking steps, right? I was moving forward. I was doing something with the talent that God had given me, and I was moving forward. I was, you know, presented with an opportunity, and I tried my best to knock it out the park, and I accepted that opportunity, and it, you know, I took a step. And so seeing my face on a project in Walmart, you know, this is 2004, was like a huge thing for me. And then, you know, that album went on to get nominated for a Dove Award. So I was a part of that as far as the nomination goes. And then on top of that, like I said at the beginning, it got picked up by America's Next Top Model. And I still, to this day, I still receive money for that project, for that song, actually, because of America's Top Model. I still get publishing royalties for that. A small amount, because I didn't own a whole lot of it, but I still get an amount 15 years later, 14 years later, each quarter into my direct deposit and into my account. And so I said that long story to say, I released a song with KJ52 today, you know, almost 15 years or over 15 years now, almost this 2019, so almost 16 years after my first introduction to him, or after first meeting him. And so my encouragement, or what I want to leave with you guys, is this year you're going to have opportunities. And at the onset, like, it's going to seem like, it may seem like a long shot, or it may seem like something that everybody has the opportunity for, right? Like, everybody had an opportunity to send KJ52 a letter, as well as music, right? I wasn't the only one. It wasn't a special invitation. Everybody had that opportunity. But what a lot of people were doing, I think, were just sending him fan mail. You know, some were probably sending their CDs, and mine wasn't, like, as far as packaging and all that, it wasn't, like, for the time. You know, it was a burnt CD. It was, you know, I went to the school bookstore to get my cover printed. But the music, you know, it wasn't as good as I think it is now. But for the time, like, I put forth, you know, my best effort and used my talent to the best of my ability. And I think that stood out. And not only that, like, I was really trying to get across in the letter that, you know, I wasn't, like, looking for him to sign me or anything like that. Like, I was just sending this for him to enjoy, and for, you know, for him to hear it, you know what I mean? And maybe give me some critique. Like, he didn't have a label or anything like that. So it was, I don't even think I was looking for, I don't know what I was looking for to be. I was really just taking a step. You know what I'm saying? So what I want to leave for you guys is just take the step, right? Sometimes we look at these opportunities, or maybe it's a challenge that you have, something you have to get over, and we have it in our mind how it's gonna go and what's gonna be said, and how we play out this thing in our mind all the time, right? And, you know, I posted a couple of days ago about faith and fear. And, you know, going forward, like, let's feed our faith. Our fear can cripple us, man, before anything is ever done. You know what I'm saying? Like, before we actually, you know, are met with opposition, we already have this fear inside of us that we may meet this opposition. And so when you're presented with these opportunities, just take that step, right? Because that first step can turn into the second step, third step, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, you know, this turned into a 16-year long relationship, multiple songs that I've been a part of with him, as well as just, you know, just somebody that I can bounce things off of, and somebody that's been in the industry for years that knows, you know, may have connections and may, you know, be able to open even more doors. And in the same way, on my end, I've been able to open doors for KJ in you know, areas that he may not have access to, that I've just gained access to because of my journey. And so, yeah, it's worked out, man. It's worked out. I wrote a letter. I put a CD in the mail, and, you know, I took that step, not knowing if I would ever hear from him ever again, but I took that step. And so there's some things that you're going to be faced with that may seem silly. It may seem like, you know, everybody has an opportunity to do this. I'm one out of a million. Like, it may seem like, you know, there's this big challenge in front of you to be heard or to be seen, whatever it is. But take the step, man. Just take the step, and don't fall back on the fear. But run towards your faith. Let your faith propel you forward. And so, yeah, man. I know there was a lot. It's kind of hard. I don't have a co-host. I'm not interviewing anybody. So sometimes I feel like I'm just rambling. But I hope you guys got something out of that. And I hope you have an amazing, not just day to day, but an amazing 2019. There'll be more content coming, you know, music wise as well this year. I'm really trying to put my best foot forward musically again. You know, I took, you know, some time off as far as being as consistent as I had been in previous years. So this year I want to do more. I want to do more. And I thank you guys for supporting, you know, musically all through the years. Share this, subscribe to the podcast, let people know that it exists. comment, post about it on social media. You can follow me at DreMurray22. Also, my other podcast I do with Billy Wigginton, co-founder, along with myself, of Black Gold Creative. We have a podcast, Black Gold Creative Podcast. You can follow us on social media at IFoundBlackGold. And that podcast is about family, coffee, and hip-hop. And, you know, we release those every Monday. So be looking for that as well. And, yeah, thank you guys. Have an amazing day. God bless. Peace.